All right, we're going to begin here on the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Ben Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Echod Kodshei Mizbeach, Vechod Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, Ein Mishanim Otan Mikdusha L'Kdusha. So as far as this is concerned, Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bedek HaBayit have the same din. You're not allowed to change them around. I mean, Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, you can't make them into Kodshei Mizbeach. You haven't done anything if you do that. On the other hand, Kodshei Mizbeach, you can't switch around from Kedusha L'Kdusha. You can't change an Olah into a Shlamim, a Shlamim into Molah. They have to remain, they retain or remain within the Kedusha that they're originally assigned. Now the next line in the Mishnah is Umaktishin Oto Hegdesh Ilui, that you can't put onto them an additional Hegdesh Ilui, which means another Hegdesh above this Hegdesh, U Machrimim Otan. You're able to do this Hegdesh Ilui, and you're able to do Charamim. Now we saw this back in Erochin. If you remember, in Erochin, there's an ability on something that's already Kadosh to donate above and beyond what is Kadosh, to donate whatever ownership that you retain within this object, or to give it as a cherem the Kohanim. Now this is only true by Kodshei Mizbeach, this is not true by Kodshei Bedek Habayit. Because by Kodshei Mizbeach, at least you have some sort of residual ownership in the animal. Whereas by Kodshei Bedek Habayit, you really don't have any residual. And the Mishnah in Arachin discusses what is that residual ownership in the animal. I'm going to explain it according to Tosafot, who's quoting the Mishnah directly. Rashi quotes another section of the Mishnah, which seems to be incorrect. That's what Tosafot points out. Hikdeshi lui, by a neder. If someone has given a neder or a korban as a neder to the Mikdash, then the person's responsible to replace it if they don't bring it to the Mikdash. Since the achrayut of this animal is on them, if they donate that value to Mikdash, the value of this korban to them is the entirety of the animal. Because if they don't bring it, they're going to have to replace it. On the other hand, by nidava, the value of the nidava to him or to anybody else is, what would you pay to give such a donation to the Mikdash? If someone came to you and said, listen, you want to give a present to Hashem, you want to give a nidava to Hashem, and you hadn't planned on doing it, what small amount would you pay for that? That is what's considered to be the hekdeshi lui of that item. So this is the additional value that you own or retain within this animal that you can donate to the Mikdash or Machrimim Otan over here and make it Cherem. Cherem would either be to Bedek Habayit or to the Kohanim, depending on whether you think Stam Charamim La Hashem or Stam Charamim La Kohanim. Vim Meitu Yikavru. If they die, then you have to bury them. Again, we'll discuss this in the Gemara, what exactly this is referring to. But it seems to be referring to Kodshei Mizbeach, the God of Mum in them, and then you have to redeem them. But before you had a chance to redeem them, they died, or the other possibility is you shechted them before you redeemed them. In either instance, then they are buried. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, Imeitu Yivdu. If the Kodshei Bedek HaBayit die, you can still be poder them. Again, we'll discuss this in the Gemara at the end of today's daf, but that has to do with Hamada V'Racha, whether there's a demand for Hamada V'Racha when it comes to Kodshei Bedek HaBayit. Now the Gemara begins. Amar Rav Huna, Kodshei Mizbeach, Sheit Pisan Lecharmei Kohanim, Lo Asa Klum. Person who takes Kodshei Mizbeach and then tries to assign them or to donate their value to the Charmei Kohanim, he is not successful. As Rashi points out over here, that these are Stam Charamim Kohanim, and this is according to the Mandamar that thinks that Stam Charamim go to the Kohanim. So if you take Kodshei Mizbeach and you try to donate their value to the Kohanim, you will not be successful. Because, my taimo, Amar Kroa, the Pasuk says, Kocherim Kodesh Kodoshim Hu Lashem. Pasuk that we found in Vayikra Chav Zayin, we bumped into it a number of times. Kocherim is Kodesh Kodoshim Hu Lashem. And now he's going to darshan the Pasuk. I'm going to go with the Lashon of the Shita Mekubetz and the Note Aleph, which is, Kocherim Demin Kodesh Kodoshim Ka'ate. Lashem iye. Any cherem that is a derivative of Kodshei Kodoshim will go to Hashem. So here, Kodshei Mizbeach, which belong to Hashem, or Kodshei Kodoshim Lashem, if you try to create a cherem on those items, then they will always go to Hashem. You cannot give them to the Kohanim. Based on that, Rav Huna says there is no possibility of creating a cherem le Kohanim from something that already has within it Kodshei Mizbeach. Right. Or we have to deal with it. When the Mishnah talks about the Gdeshi Lui and Machrimim Otan, over there, that Machrimim Otan can mean Lashem. There's a Cherem LaKohanim and a Cherem LaHashem. So the only thing that Rav Huna says is that if you do Charamim LaKohanim, then it doesn't work. But maybe if you did it a Cherem LaHashem. So you could define the Machrimim in the Mishnah to be Machrimim LaHashem and not Machrimim LaKohanim. Alright, so now the Gemara is going to challenge that. Meitavei. Kodshei Bedek HaBayit, Sheit Pisan, Ben LaKodshei Mizbeach. Ben lecharmei kohanim lo asa klum. Person takes Kodshei Bedek HaBayit and he tries to be matpis them to give their value to the mizbeach or give their value to the kohanim. He's unsuccessful at doing that. Charmei kohanim sheitpisam ben lekodshei mizbeach ben lekodshei Bedek HaBayit lo asa klum. Charmei kohanim, which he tries again to donate the value of them to Kodshei mizbeach or to Bedek HaBayit, he's unsuccessful. Question of why he's unsuccessful in both these cases. Charmei kohanim, as Rashi points out, you have no ownership in it. This is based on the Manda Amar that Charmei Kohanim are not given directly to a specific Kohen, but rather to the Kohanei HaMishmar. So since you have no control over who it goes to, you retain no value or ownership within this animal. So by Charmei Kohanim, there's no value that you could be Magdish to the Mizbeach or to Berek Abayit because you don't have anything in it. The only thing that you have, or only right that you have, is to get it to the Mishmar that's there. But that has no value to anybody, which Mishmar you give it, because you're not even going to designate which Kohen or which person it's going to go to. So because of that, you retain no residual value. Now, as far as Kochei Berek Abayit, why you can't be Maspisam the Ben the Kedosh Mizbeach Ben the Charmei Kohanim, Rashi says, Dugufayu lo mifka mi Berek Abayit, v'tovatana lo shaychu behu. There's no such concept as tovatana by Kochei Berek Abayit. That's how Rashi explains it. Tosafot, in discussing this, says, it's the first Tosafot, it's on the Mishnah, but he discusses this Rashi. He says, Perish Rashi b'Gemara, d'lo shayach tovat ana b'kotchei berek abayit. Says, v'lo nihira, l'mauri. Says, my Rebbe doesn't think so. V'hai taima, d'atu mi lo shayach v'he lomar kama adam rotze liten l'berek abayit, afo pishen rashai, k'mo kotchei mizbeach. Same there we say by kotchei mizbeach, how much would somebody pay to give a gift to Hashem? And that little amount, that's called a tovat ana. You could say the same thing by kotchei berek abayit. Whoever wants to gift a small amount to kotchei berek abayit, you come an opportunity and says, how much would you give just to give this nice gift to kotchei berek abayit? There is some value there, and there is some tovatana. Also it says, just like that tovatana exists by kotchei mizbeach, by nedava, so too it exists by kotchei berek abayit. What's interesting is that Rashi, in explaining the tovatana for nedava, explains it differently, and that might be why Rashi comes out with the solution, even though it seems to be against the Mishnah and Erachin. Tosfot in the end says, "Benir the Mori, the time of Mishum the Kochei Mizbeach Yeshem Balim, that the Balim still have a shame in the animal, liftotam kshehu mumu. If they get a mum in them, the Balim have to actively redeem them and take care of them. When it comes to Bekochei Berek Abayit, the Balim have nothing in them. Ein la Balim alhem yoter mishar adam, lifikachem yedolat pis. They have no more rights within the Kochei Berek Abayit than any other person. So because Bekochei Berek Abayit, they have no more rights than any other individual, therefore there's no tovatana. Whereas by Kozei Mizbeach, where if they get a mum in them, you're going to be responsible to redeem them and take care of them, since you have a closer relationship or a demand on you to deal with this issue, therefore you do have some residual ownership, and that will control the Tovatana. The Tanaic work that we just quoted said when it comes to Kochei Berek Abayit and Charmei Kohanim, neither of them can you be Matbis the Mizbeach or the Kochei Berek Abayit to the Charmei Kohanim. But what is not mentioned here, and what should have been mentioned according to Rav Huna, is Kochei Mizbeach. How come Kochei Mizbeach are not mentioned? Ha, Kochei Mizbeach, Shid Pis the Charmei Kohanim, Masha Asa Asui. I would be midayek out of this Tanaic work that if you actually did this with regards to Kochei Mizbeach, it would work. To Yufta the Rav Huna. That's really a refutation of Rav Huna's position. Amar lecha Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, the girsa of the Bach is Amar lecha Rav Huna. Hadashaira, ahadashaira. The one that is left behind over here, left out. Because Kochei Mizbeach, she'd piece on the Berek Abayit, Mashasa Asui. Problem is that you can't say this about the entirety of Kochei Mizbeach. You have two ways to direct Kochei Mizbeach. You can direct Kochei Mizbeach to the Charmei Kohanim. You can direct Kochei Mizbeach to Berek Abayit. When it comes to directing Kochei Mizbeach to Berek Abayit, Mashasa Asui, I agree over there that it works. Aval the Charmei Kohanim lo asa klum. But if you did it for Charmei Kohanim, it doesn't work. So Rav Huna says this Kochei Mizbeach is different than the other two examples. So Rav Huna says, Litnei Gamei Hanach. So let it write that part. Let it write at least that the Charmei Kohanim don't work. Says Tana to eat Beitarti Ktani, to let Beitarti Lok Ktani. Tana only wrote down items where neither works. By Kochei Berek Abayit, where you can't do it to the Kochei Mizbeach, or the Charmei Kohanim, that he wrote down. Charmei Kohanim, where you can't do it to the Kochei Mizbeach, or the Kochei Berek Abayit, that he wrote down. Kochei Mizbeach, where it's only true by Berek Abayit that it works. By Charmei Kohanim, it doesn't work. One works, one doesn't work. Over there, he didn't include it within the Bright, though, because it's different in nature than the other two that were there. So now, our Mishnah, Tnan, Magdish Otan Hekdeshi Lui, Malav Hekdeshi Lui the Berek Abayit, Umakramim L'Chamei Kohanim. This is your question, Tzvi. You said, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Hekdeshi Lui and Makramim Otam. So if Hekdeshi Lui is the Berek Abayit, then Charamim sound like they're going to be for the Kohanim. Because otherwise, why would you say Charamim to Berek Abayit? At least it seems to be you're saying the same thing twice. Says lo, idi vidi Kochei Berek Abayit. They're both going to Kochei Berek Abayit. Both when you say Kochei Berek Abayit and when you say Charamim. There are two different ways to create Berek Abayit. If you do it through a lashon of Kodesh Leberek Abayit, or Magdish Leberek Abayit, or if you do it through a lashon of Cherem Leberek Abayit. Where it says, V'halo Toni Yochi, That's not what we found in a Tanaic work, the Tanya, but Breito, we have a Breito that says, Ekdei Shilui Kodshei Perek Abayit Machrim Lotam Charmei Kohanim. So the Breito there is explicit about this, that the two items that are mentioned in our Mishnah are really referring to two different issues. One is Perek Abayit, and one is Charmei Kohanim, which would be against the position of Huna Va'od. Hatanya, we have another Breito that says, Kodshei Mizbeach Shekdishu Lecharmei Kohanim. Here it's specific and direct, just that Kodshei Mizbeach, that you're makdish to the Charmei Kohanim, whatever he does is done. To Yufta, the Rav Huna, to Yufta. This is a strong refutation of the position of Rav Huna. Mar says, Rav Huna kruah kamar. Rav Huna had a reason, he quoted from a pasuk. He had a drush on the pasuk of Kho Cherem Kodesh Kodeshim Hul Hashem. What's he going to do with that? Amar Lula, Amar kruah Cherem Kho Cherem. So Ula says that we're going to dash in the pasuk differently, and to say that means cherem po cherem. So if you look in Rashi, Amar Ula kra lo k'de Rav Huna mashma midahavele the michtav cherem kodesh kodeshim hu. Should have left out the word kol entirely. Should have just written cherem kodesh kodeshim hu. Uchtiv, and instead it writes v'chol cherem. So hachi mashra al kol chayel cherem va'afilu midei the kodesh kodeshim hu. So kol cherem means that cherem has application by everything, even by kodeshim mizbeach. Not only can you have charmei kohanim when you do it directly, but even when you do it al kodeshim mizbeach, it will be effective in creating that. Now the gra, if you look at the gra in Ot Gimel, he doesn't like Rashi's explanation. He says va'anti ula v'amar kol cherem mashma kol acharamim afchar. So he thinks the Kol HaCherem is not referencing to even Kodshei Mizbeach, but rather Kol HaCherem means Kol Charamim. All types of Charamim work on Kodesh Kodeshim, on Kodshei Mizbeach. Both Cherem of Kohanim and Cherem of the Perek HaBayit will work on Kodshei Mizbeach. So Rashi says the Kol HaCherem, the extra word of Kol, comes to teach you that every type gets affected by Charamim, including Kodshei Mizbeach. Rashi says Kol HaCherem means every type of Cherem affects Kodshei Mizbeach. And that means both Charmei Kohanim and Charmei Perek HaBayit. That's what they'll do with the limud from the pasuk of Kol Cherem, and therefore, in the end, reject Rav Huna's position that Kodshei Mizbeach cannot be made into Charmei Kohanim. Now the Gemara says about Ula. Mi amar Ula hachi? Did Ula really say such a thing? V'amar Ula matpis ola de Perek HaBayit, in ba eli ikuv gizbarim bilvad. A person who is machrim en ola to give to Perek HaBayit, he will be left with just the ikuv agizbarim. Read you the Rabbeinu Gershom about what it means. She'ein ikuv el agizbar. He says, ve'ein atzricha lo shum di'a v'lo shum amtana. You don't need to redeem it. You don't need to wait. El ikuv gizbar bilvad. Klamar, ve'altar. Immediately, k'shevo agizbar shel ha'ektesh, yitein reshut l'shochata. He'll tell you shechter right away. V'yichretu el ha'shem ola mi'ad b'lo p'tia. It won't make any demands on you because you're unsuccessful at creating this hektesh perek habayit on top of the ola. And if you're unsuccessful at placing kodshei perek habayit onto an ola, that certainly you're going to be unsuccessful at placing charamim. You can't have charmei kohanim be effective on an animal if it can't be effective in terms of creating kodshei perek habayit from it. So all over here it says that this ola you can't be makdish le perek habayit, which means that also you can't be makdish le charmei kohanim. Yet the ulu is the one over here who came to explain and refute Rav Huna's position. So how do we reconcile within ulu's position that idea? So Gemara says the olam mi dirabanan. Rekra lemi'ila ato. That's only a din dirabanan. If a person's magdish, hekdesh misbeach, or kodshei misbeach liberek abayit, mi doraita min a Torah, you're unsuccessful. Mi dirabanan, we're gonna force you to pay for it. And the pasuk of Kol Cherem is gonna be referencing mi'ila. We'll get back to that in 1 second. As Rashi explains over here, this braita that we said before, that didn't put kodshei misbeach in there. Remember the braita that mentioned kodshei perek habayit and karmei kohanim, who said you can't add on kedusha to either of those items, and we were medayek that kodshei misbeach you would be able to add those items. Over that, so I made a din derabanan. Midoraita, there is no chaylim of these types of kodashim on top of the kodshei misbeach. Midorabanan, you're able to do it and you're successful at it. Therefore, Ula, when explaining it, is explaining it only in a din derabanan, explaining that braita as a din derabanan. The quote from the pasuk of Kol Cherem is also only a kras machta bi'almahu, but midoraita, that's the din that Ula explained to us now, which is that on a kodshim mizbeach on an ola, you're unable to create any new kedusha. You can't have charmei kohanim, you can't have kodshei perek habayit. So meikar din, Ula basically holds like Rav Huna that it is right. Midoraita, that is the din. Midorabanan, he says, not like Rav Huna, but that midorabanan, there is an obligation to pay these items if you've done it on top of an ola. Now what does it mean the kra lemi'ila ka'ata? Lemi'ila lamali kra. What do I need a pasuk for Mi'ila? Kodshei Kodeshim Ketiv Beit. It's written Kodshei Kodeshim Bayit. If you take anything like an ola or any other animal, it says Kodesh Kodeshim Hu. it's kodshei kodoshim, then that is a chiyuv mi'ila. The Gemara says, v'liti amech, according to your reasoning, hadam rabbi yanai ein mi'ila mifureshet min ha-torah, elo bo la bilvad, when it comes to mi'ila from the Torah, misappropriating hekdesh, that's only true or written directly by an ola. Shenemar, nefesh ki timo mal v'chata bishkaga mikodshei Hashem. So there, the Gemara darshins, ha-miyuchadim la-Hashem. Anything that's miyuchad to Hashem, that has a din of mi'ila. Miyuchad la-Hashem means that it's entirely to Hashem. That's only true by our korban ola. Avachatat v'Hashem lo nafko elo mid-Rabbi. And the din of chatat v'Hashem, that they have mi'ila, we only went out of the din of Rabbi, the Tanya. Rabbi omer kol chelev la-Hashem. It says, kol chelev la-Hashem, l'rabot imurei kodshim kalim li-mi'ila. That comes to include the imurim. The imurim are the fats of kodshei kalim, of a shlamim, of a todah that end up on the mizbeach. How do you know that you are mo'el in those items? That says, kol chelev la-Hashem. So lama likra. Gemara says, if you, according to your reasoning, your logic, why would you need a potsuk? Kodshei kodoshim ketivu. Chatat v'Hashem are called kodshei kodoshim because they go to the mizbeach. Yet we still need a specific posuk to tell us a fact that there is mila affected by them. Now, we were looking for a pasuk or something to teach us about chatat v'Hashem. In the end, Rabbi brought a pasuk about kol chelev la-Hashem l'rabot imurei kodshei kalim. Something about kodshei kalim. And that's because Rabbi actually disagrees with Rabbi Yanai over here. Rabbi Yanai says mi'ila min ha-Torah is only written by Ola, period. He needs to find a pasuk for chatat Hashem and kodshei kalim, meaning the emurim of kodshei kalim, and he'll use the pasuk that Rabbi brings of kol chelev la-Hashem. Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yanai, and he believes that mi'ila applies to an Ola, chatat and Hashem. Because by chatat and Hashem, it's also, they are called la-Hashem, and therefore he thinks the pasuk of mikodshei Hashem applies to Ola, chatat and Hashem equally. The only thing he needs from the ribuy is kol chelev la-Hashem is emurei kodshei kalim. So therefore, Rabbi, what we're quoting is l'shitato, Rabbi's shita, that he only needs it by emurei kodshim kalim. But Rabbi Yanai, who thinks that chatat and Hashem are not included in the original pasuk, will also learn chatat and Hashem out of the pasuk of kol chelev la-Hashem. But what the Gemara has done at this point is showing you just because something is called kodshei kodashim doesn't mean that you automatically have me'ila by it. So that's what the Gemara says now, charamim nami. Af agav de kodshei kodashim ketiv buhu, even though the charamim are called kodshei kodashim, Ba'ikar the Rabbeinu the Me'ila. You need a specific pasuk to come to include them to say that they are problematic in terms of Me'ila. If you misappropriate them, then you'll be chayav for Me'ila. And that's what the pasuk of Kol Cherem comes to teach you. Kol Cherem, Kodesh Kodeshim Hu La'Hashem. Even though every Cherem is Kodesh Kodeshim, then it has a din of Me'ila. And that's what the Kol Cherem comes to teach you. Now the Gemara goes back. It says, Gufa. Mekdish Ola LeBerek Abayit. Ein Baila Ikuv Gizbarim Bilvad. Goes back to the statement of Ula. And says, wait a minute, is that really true? Meitavei. Hamakdish ola leberek abayit asur leshochata ad shetifde. It says there that if you're makdish ola leberek abayit, it's an ola ready. You're makdish it. The only thing you can be makdish it for is berek abayit. You can't shecht it until you redeem it. So that's against that position of ula. The Gemara says midirabanan. That's not a problem. We said before the ula is talking at doraita level, but midirabanan you would have to redeem it. And this is a din derabanan. Achanami mistavro. That makes a lot of sense. Mikdani seifa. Because the latter half of that brayta says, "Imavar v'shachata mashasa asui." He goes in and shechs it anyway. He doesn't wait for the pidyon. Then what he's done is done. Elamai. So what do you mean? It's what's done is done. Then why'd you have to redeem it in the first place? It says midirabanan. It says yachiyem seifa. What are you going to do with the seifa? The latter part of that brayta, even further down in that brayta, which is umolim shtei milot. If you misappropriate it, then you're chayav for two milot. Two milot would be milat mizbeach, kodshei mizbeach, milat kodshei berek abayit. Which implies that both kedushot are effective min haTorah. Mi'ila is a din min haTorah. So now you have two milot. V'imi derabanan. If you're saying that the chiyuv to pay the kodshei berek abayit, it's only a din derabanan, amai shtei milot. How come you have two milot min haTorah? Milot kodshei mizbeach and milat berek abayit. Milat berek abayit doesn't apply min haTorah. It's only a din derabanan. It says, hachi kamar. This is how to read it. Re'uya limo ba shtei milot. It should be. If you misappropriate it, you really should be obligated in two milot. One of those milot, the kodshei mizbeach, is min haTorah. The other mila of berek abayit is only din derabanan. It's not that you actually are chayav in two milot, but it's as if you are chayav in two milot. And that's how we'll read it. So the conclusion of this part of the Gemara is that we have din by kodshei mizbeach. By kodshei mizbeach, you can't, according to Ula, make them into hekdesh berek abayit. You can't make them into hekdesh charamei kohanim. Well, the fact is that we find places that it does happen to be that way. Those will always be din derabanan. Those are all din derabanan when we say that hekdesh berek abayit is effective at laying over the kodshei mizbeach. Now the Gemara is continuing with the latter half of the Mishnah. Meitu yikavru. If they die, then you have to bury them. Now, Gemara wants to really understand the machloket here between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And that actually turns out to be a machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is Amar Rabbi Yochanan. the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, echad kodshei mizbeach ve'echad kodshei berek habayit hayu bichlal amada v'racha. There is a demand for amada v'racha. Amada v'racha means you have to take the animal while it's still live and standing and assess the value of the animal. Yochanan says, according to the Rabbanan, that demand for amada v'racha by the Kohanim, by to be done by a Kohanim, in order to assess the value of this object, is true both by kodshei mizbeach and kodshei berek habayit. They have a demand for amada v'racha. Rish Lakish amar, Rish Lakish says, according to Rabbanan, that the kodshei berek habayit have this requirement of having it stand up and be assessed. But kodshei mizbeach do not have that demand according to the chachamim. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree. The Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, kodshei berek habayit lo ayu bichlal amada v'racha. That kodshei berek habayit are not under this demand for amada v'racha. And that you know from the fact that in the Mishnah he says, if they die, meitu yifdu. You can still redeem them even after they're dead. Even though they cannot accomplish hamada v'racha, of having it be stood up and assessed, nevertheless, you can redeem it. The fact that you can redeem it shows you that these kodshei berek habayit are not included under hamada v'racha. That's the din of Rabbi Shimon. Ve kodshei mizbeach, according to Rabbi Shimon, ayu bichlal hamada v'racha. That kodshei mizbeach are definitely a part of hamada v'racha, because he only mentions kodshei berek habayit. The fact that he doesn't mention kodshei mizbeach makes it clear that he thinks that kodshei mizbeach do require amada v'racha. V'divrei Yaakov, b'mum mi'ikara, lo yah bichlal amada v'racha. And everybody agrees that if there's a mum that precedes the hekdesh over here, and according to everyone, that's not included in the parsha of amada v'racha. Etnan, our Mishnah. Rishimon omer kodshei berek habayit shemeitu yifdu. The kodshei berek habayit, if they die, you can redeem them. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion that we just discussed. That he thinks that kodshei berek habayit don't require amada v'racha. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yochanan damar la Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said according to Rabbanan, echad zeh ve'echad zeh hayu bichlal amada v'racha. That both of them are included in amada v'racha, meaning kodshei mizbeach and kodshei berek habayit. Haynu d'yitzchak Rabbi Shimon lefrushei kodshei berek habayit shemeitu yifdu. That's why Rabbi Shimon has to specify where he's arguing. Chachamim have their position both by kodshei mizbeach and by kodshei berek habayit. Both of them have a demand for amada v'racha. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon comes to say, I only disagree with you with regards to kodshei berek habayit, and that's why he specifies it. Hello, Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Shlokish, why do you have to specify exactly which one he's talking about? According to Reish Lakish, the Chachamim only say there is hamada v'racha by kodshei berek habayit. So then if Rabbi Shimon's coming to argue, we know that he's arguing on that point of kodshei berek habayit. Why does he have to respond by saying, oh, it only applies to kodshei berek habayit? Well, that's what we know where he's arguing, because that's the only place the Chachamim demand hamada v'racha. So Elo Reish Lakish Lami Ledifushei Leimai Meitu Yifdu. Just say, if they die, they're redeemed, because we'll know that he's referencing back to the kodshei berek habayit. So I'm Lecha Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lo Aviyodo, Mai Kamar Tana Kamu. Rabbi Shimon wasn't necessarily responding to the Tana Kamu, he had no idea what the position of the Tana Kamu was. V'achik Kamar Lei, and this is what he's saying, Ibe kodshei mizbeach, if you say that there's a demand of hamada v'racha by kodshei mizbeach, Modinu Lacha, I agree with you in that case. Bekodshei berek habayit, if you say that statement by kodshei berek habayit, me too, if do, I disagree with you on that point. So Reish Lakish's suggestion is that Rabbi Shimon's arguing on the Tana Kama, he was just uncertain as to what the position of the Tana Kama was, and therefore he responds to both issues, saying, kodshei mizbeach, I agree, kodshei berek habayit, I disagree, and that's why he specified it, because he was uncertain as to what the position of the Rabbanon was. And Gemara says, Tanyo kovate de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braita that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the pasuk that's quoted here is incorrect. The pasuk that they should be quoting is a pasuk from Perachav Zayin in Vayikra, in pasuk Yud Aleph. It says there, V'im kol beimat mea, asher lo yakrivu mimene korban Hashem, v'emidet beimat lifnei hakohen. So if you have a beimat mea that cannot be brought in the mizbeach, then you bring it before the Kohen, V'yericha Kohen Ota, Bento V'enra, Kerchacha Kohen Keniyah. He assigns the value, he assesses the value of this animal, and that's what you will pay. Now Gemara says about that, B'balei Mumim, Shenifdu, Akatuv Midaber. This pasuk speaking about the Balei Mumim that are being redeemed. Atamer B'balei Mumim, Oinela Behemat Mea. How do you know you're speaking about Balei Mumim? Maybe you're speaking about a Behemat Mea, literally a non-kosher animal. Because you Omer, later on, in Perachav Zayin, in Vayikra, by pasuk chaf zayin, there it says, v'im bebehemat mea, v'da berkechav yasafo mishito ala, v'im lo yigel, v'im kar berkecha. So now we have there already, in pasuk chaf zayin, we already have behemat mea. That's not really on the mizbeach. Right? So there it's clear that we're doing something that's not really the mizbeach, that's for the berek habayit. There we have something that dealt with behemat mea already. So if I have a pasuk that deals with behemat mea, then what am I going to do with this pasuk yud aleph, which says, v'im ko behemat mea? So obviously not talking about the same thing. So it must be that we're speaking about, imbi behemat mea, v'da berkecha rei behemat mea amur, We dealt with the case of Behemat Amoyah, something that's not wrote with the Mizbeach. What do I do with the Pasuk that we quoted from? Pasuk Yiravim Kol Behemat Amoyah Sheli Karivenu Imenu Karban Lashem. That we'll have to say is speaking about Bebalei Mumim Shinivdu. That these are talking about Bebalei Mumim that are redeemed. And there it says you need Hamadah V'racha. Yachol Yivdu Al Mumover. I would think that you would even redeem them if they have a temporary blemish. Tamar Lomar Shelo Yakrivu Mimena. It's something that is not brought at all. And that's what the Gemara says. Not something that's temporarily suspended, but something that cannot be brought or much. Ain't not something. Shene kreva kol ikar. Something that's not brought at all. Yes, the shene kreva yom elul machar. I'm to exclude a case of something that is not brought today, but will be brought tomorrow. V'amar rachmana. And the pasuk continues after that. Abid le'amar davar achad. The pasukim afterwards say that you have to bring it before the kohen. Amido lifnei kohen, and the kohen will assess the value. So there we're talking about kol shem izbeach, the got a mum in them, and you have to do a madavar achad. What's clearly not the Rabbi Shimon's position. The only person or the only author of this possible brayta could possibly be is Rabbanon. And you see that the Rabbanon over here are demanding a Madara Rechab and Kodshim Mizbeach. So that's like Shitat Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who says that the Chachamim believe that a Madara Rechab is demanded in both cases, not only by Bera Kodshim Berakabait, but also by Kodshim Mizbeach. And therefore this brayta supports that position of Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabbanon think a Madara Rechab applies to both of them. Not like Reish Lakosh who thinks that Madar Racha is only demanded by Kodshei Berek Babayit, but by Kodshei Mizbeach, they do not make a demand for Amadav Racha. Here you see that they do make such a demand. Okay, we'll stop over here.